All of the opinions expressed in this podcast are often based on our memories, none of which are representative of Ashbrook High School or Gaston County Schools. Thank you. Hey, I'm Andrew Collins.
I'm Tripp Griffin.
And today on Ashbrook Soundwaves, we're going to be talking to Amina Childs from Ashbrook Class of 2020. We're going to get a chance to sit down with her and actually not with her. We're social distancing. We're doing this via a phone conference. So we're going to be talking to her and giving you a chance to hear her story.
You also notice there's a little bit more background noise maybe. That's because we're in the great outdoors, just kind of sitting out here in the breeze. You may hear a train go by or any kind of sound you hear. That's just nature, kids.
Maybe you can learn from it. All right, Amina, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, my name is Amina. I am a senior here at Ashbrook, and I'm 18, and I am chilling on my floor.
She's what?
You're what?
I said I'm chilling on my floor.
Oh, you're chilling on your floor. Okay, that makes sense now that I understood what you said.
I thought you said you were chopping. I'm like, what are you chopping? She's out back bringing in the lumber. Good job.
It's too hot for that. All right, I'm going to start with a couple questions. First of all, how weird has it been these last, I guess, 4 weeks now that we've been doing this social distancing and self-quarantining and everything closed down? How's that been for you?
Well, at first, it was like all of my dreams had come true at one time. You know, the lines were short. I could stay home and watch Netflix. And then I think it only really hit me last week when we started changing things at work. And I couldn't see everyone I used to be able to see. And I was just like, wow, this is actually happening.
Yeah, it became more real after a few weeks.
Yeah.
So, where is work?
I work at Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
It is sometimes.
So, what do you do at Chick-fil-A?
I do everything. I bag. I am outside cash. I'm an order taker. I'm a runner. I do pretty much everything, and I'm really visible.
You know what I really like about Chick-fil-A, my favorite thing, is I can get a kid's meal with lemonade for right around, it's a little less than $5, actually, if I get like
this,
yeah, 6-piece nuggets, and I'm not too proud to do that. When I go through, I always get just a 6-piece kid's meal.
Doesn't it say 12 and under?
Oh, next time I come through, you're probably going to get me, right?
I mean, you just admit, everybody who listens to this is going to get you.
What, is this a felony?
We're going to fix that in post.
Yeah, yeah. So, one thing, do you work at the Chick-fil-A in Gastonia or in Belmont?
I work at the one in Belmont.
Okay. Well, I love the one in Gastonia. I love the one in Belmont. I've never been to a bad Chick-fil-A. But that one in Belmont, it amazes me how in that space they get so many people through, and they've rerouted the parking lot and double lanes and covers for their employees, and it just amazes me how quickly you guys get people through. It really does.
It amazes me too.
Well, so it hit you after a couple weeks. At first you were probably just thinking this is like a cool long spring break, and then all of a sudden it becomes a little more real. What do you miss about some things that you're not able to do or places you're not able to go?
Well, I miss being around my friends. Like, that lack of contact has really been hitting me the past week or so. Getting to see their faces, you know, every day, and then just being able to see them via FaceTime is not the same.
Yeah.
Would you say it's mostly your third period that you miss?
Actually, that class, I mean, this class was pretty fun. I can't even lie.
Can you pat him on the back real quick so we can move on? He wants you to talk about how great he is.
No, you can. Everybody knows how good I am. It's fine.
Well, I think some people are still in the, from some of the students I've talked to, some of them are still in the phase where all of their dreams have come true. They haven't moved on past that yet. But for some of them, it has become a lot more real. Now, as a senior, what are your thoughts about the class of 2020? Obviously, this year is going to be known as the year that was we were socially interrupted and medically interrupted and politically interrupted. And but what do you think the class of 2020, the people, will be remembered for? Not necessarily just this year, but what will you guys be remembered for?
Yeah, I feel like we shook things up a little bit, and we changed a lot. We were persistent, and whenever we wanted something, we went out for it. And just our persistency and our attitudes, and it's just, I don't know, we brought something else to Ashbrook.
Yeah, I mean, this class, I mean, there are some classes that have a lot of interesting people there, you know, and it's all, you always see this in the movies where you have these different groups of people, but you guys, a lot of you seem to get along no matter what group you're in, and I think that's really cool about this class.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's kind of hard to kind of be cliquey about anything because you all have classes together, you're all seeing each other all the time in and out of school, so yeah.
Well, that is cool.
Well, and plus, you know, you work at Chick-fil-A, so you're not allowed to be mean to anybody. That's
that's true.
That's ingrained. Yep. In your training.
100%.
One of the, you know, I've got to know you over the past few years because you come in the media center quite a bit, and I got to know you when you were a freshman, but I had no idea about your the article in the paper with the Gazette until it came out. I know it was focusing on a medical issue that you had. Do you feel comfortable talking about that with us?
Yeah.
Can you tell us that story?
So I was a freshman, and I wasn't going to Ashbrook at the time. I was at Piedmont. And so for the past few months, I had been having headaches and dizzy spells, and I couldn't walk at moments. And the week before my diagnosis, I started getting really progressively bad to the point where I couldn't, you know, get out of the bed and whatnot. And so we went to two or three different doctors, and they all gave us different answers. We didn't really know what was going on at the time. And the Sunday before the diagnosis, it was horrible. Like, my mom and my brother had to carry me to the car, and we went to the hospital in Charlotte, and we were there for hours. Mom was like, we're not leaving until we get an answer, you know, what's wrong with her. And so, and I'm a really chill person. I don't really... It takes a lot to get me riled up, and just my mom's persistency and just how she was not going to leave without us having an answer. And so I was laying on the bed or whatever after I had a CT scan and then something else, and they're like, yeah, you have a brain tumor. And so
wow.
I didn't really know what that meant at the time, and it just like, I could tell it was a big deal, but I didn't know what that meant for me and how.
Did you get to see the scan?
I was gonna have to deal with that and whatever.
Did they show you the
Not
scan?
Not yet. My mom got to see it first, and then after I had like processed what was going on, I was like, I want to see what's in my head.
Well, when I first heard about this story, I was actually I was administering the SAT on a Saturday. In the classroom I was in, if I'm not mistaken, it was Mr. Rhodes' classroom, and he had posted on his bulletin board the article from the Gazette. And, you know, I'm having to monitor the whole time, walk around the room, and I saw the article headline, and then I saw your smiling face, full color, and I was like, what? That's Amina. And so I read the article and was like, no way. That's the kind of thing, you know, if something like that happened to me, good or bad, I think I would be telling everybody. And, you know, I'd had probably a dozen conversations with you and it never came up. But I guess it's maybe you don't just go up and tell somebody that.
Not exactly. I don't know. It's not something that I don't. So my concern was, because I had changed schools, that was part of the reasons I changed from Piedmont to Ashbrook, was because I didn't want to be known as like brain tumor girl.
Right.
I didn't want that to become my identity and whatever.
Right.
And so,
right.
I mean, it's obviously a part of who I am, but I didn't want that to be the only thing people knew me for.
Right. So, when I was reading the article, now this article was written 2 years ago, correct?
Oh, just one. Yeah, just 1 year.
Just 1 year. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, time flies. So, just 1 year. Did that?
That's backwards. It's fine. Go ahead.
Time goes so slow.
There you are.
That's what I meant to say. I'll edit it to where it makes it sound like I really knew what I was talking about.
You'll edit in some Einstein. It'll be fine.
Yeah. So anyway, now you...
You read the article. It was a year ago.
Oh, so it was
a
year ago.
You thought it was 10.
Anyway, at the end of the article, it talked about some of the plans you had at that time. So have any of those changed, like school choices or what you want to do after you graduate?
I only vaguely remember my answers, but I'm most definitely sure that they've changed, but I don't remember exactly what I put.
There was there was a program in Spain it said you wanted to do, and then there were a couple universities like NC State or University of Chicago or
there
something
is no
like
or.
That.
There's NC State. There is no or.
Oh, God.
He's a Wolfpacker. I know you guys have to hear it all the time, third period. And I have a daughter that went there, and I highly recommend it to anybody. But have you made plans for school or anything else next year?
Yes. So I think the same thing was St. James Way. And I still, I don't, now with whatever's going on now, I guess that's going to be delayed. That's supposed to be going over the summer to bike and walk it. And then school-wise, I'm between Elon and A&T right now.
Okay, very cool. Elon was one of the schools that was in the article. I do remember.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was. So what's the deal with you and chicken fingers at the hospital? Is that why you went to work at Chick-fil-A? You just...
You're constantly
so
in search of?
Well, hospitals have the best chicken tenders. I don't know what it is, but we actually went back to Levine for my tumiversary this past February to get some chicken tenders. And they're delicious. And the honey mustard's just different than anywhere else you can get it.
Was it as good as you remembered? Were they that good the second time around?
Yes. Oh, so, absolutely.
Did you say tumorversary?
Yes.
Is that a real word? I'm going to have to text Miss Rimmer and ask her if that's a real word.
I'm just going to say no. But...
Oh.
That's what I...
So, Mr. Griffin just... texted me. He's sitting right here, but he texted me. He said she actually has graduated. So that news just broke last night, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So now you're a high school graduate.
Yep. You just don't have the paper, which,
you can move your tassel over now.
Let me go ahead.
So now, the chicken fingers, the chicken tenders at the hospital, is that covered by your insurance? Because, they tend to price everything out anyway, but I'm just wondering. I know that they've redone a lot of stuff with Flex cards, so maybe.
I think that'd be a question for my mom. But whenever we went back, they were like $5, and it was they were so good.
$5 each?
Oh no! For like the whole plate, you got fries and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even working at Chick-fil-A, you would still put the hospital chicken tenders above Chick-fil-A?
100%.
Wow. So, as a former Chick-fil-A employee, because once this goes out, you're done.
Oh, God.
So, back to this tumorversary thing. I really like that word.
I do, too. I think that's a great word.
Yeah, that is a great word.
Thank you.
Is that a celebration of when the tumor was removed? That's like the date it was removed?
No, I actually consider my diagnosis my tumorversary.
Okay. Yeah. Now, were there issues like after you had the tumor removed? I think the article said it was benign. So no like serious side effects or anything. But it said in the article that you do experience some discomfort still. Is that still going on a year later?
That's a loaded question without even actually realizing that. For me now, my things are with like heat and, it was on my cerebellum. So like my coordination isn't always up to par all the time. So whenever I get tired, my body will start twitching sometimes, or I can't walk straight. Which is kind of frustrating to my mom whenever we're walking, because I'll, zigzag, not even realizing it. But that's small things that I deal with now, but nothing major.
Has it been getting better over the past year, or is it get worse, or about the same?
Oh, it's gotten a lot better, because when I first had, like, right after my surgery, walking was difficult, to say the least. Yeah.
Well, that makes me happy that it's getting better and better. So, Mr. Griffin in his math class, how are you doing? You can tell me anything that you want to now because you've graduated.
It's beautiful on this bus. Okay. Thanks for throwing me there.
Well, not Mr. How about this? Let me change that. We can make fun of Mr. Griffin later.
You're going to have to get in line.
What teacher would you like to give, or teachers would you like to give a shout out to for your time at Ashbrook that, you know, really meant a lot to you? Because now you are, I guess, looking back at this as the past, your time at Ashbrook. But what teacher would you like to give a shout out to, or teachers?
Oh gosh, this is going to be a long list.
Okay.
First and foremost, Miss Rimmer. She, whenever I first came to Ashbrook, she was one of the first people that I came in contact with, and she's just an amazing individual, and I will always have like a high level of admiration for her. And then I would have to say Miss Hall, Mr. Lindholm, Mr. Rhodes, of course, and I guess you too, Mr. Griffin. You're right.
I don't need the pity shout. I'm fine. It's good.
He had tears welling up in his eyes, and they just disappeared.
It's just allergies.
So did you run cross country?
Oh, gosh, no.
Did you? Was Mr. Rhodes, did you have him as a teacher or as a coach or both? Did you do
I
any
had
sport?
Him.
Didn't you give the SAT color guard in his room?
I gave the SAT in his room, but I didn't. I mean,
there was that article.
I didn't know if maybe you were one of his runners or if you were just a student or both.
Just
I had
a
him
student.
Three classes. Yeah.
Oh, three times.
Yes.
Wow. Anybody else?
Miss Wyatt. How could I forget Miss Wyatt? Of course, Miss Wyatt.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think she is having senior withdrawals right now. She is. She posts stuff on Facebook, and you can tell she is really, really missing her seniors because that's all of her students are seniors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right now, and she still has people coming in and participating in class, but I know that she's struggling.
Yeah, we had a Zoom today, and as soon as we all got on, she was like, I was only expecting to see one person here, but there were a solid 10 of just wanting to see her. And it was sad. But...
Oh, that's very cool that you guys got to do that, though.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, let me ask you this. What we do on the podcast is we tell some Ashbrook stories, and thank you for sharing yours with us. And we haven't done this before, and actually I didn't even run this by Mr. Griffin, but is there anybody, it doesn't have to be a senior, that you would like to hear from on the podcast?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
I know, I just thought of it.
Well, I obviously think you guys should definitely interview Miss Rimmer. That's the only person I could think of.
Okay. Yeah, she'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would be a good one. She would probably correct us a lot, though.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, she has a podcast that she does Thoughts with Miss Rimmer, and I sent her a voice message on her podcast site, and she played my voice message on her most recent episode. So that kind of made me excited.
But I'm the one who's seeking glory and any kind of attention I can get. So remember that, you know.
Well, Amina, thank you so much for spending... what time are we at right now?
I don't know. 22.
Seriously?
Yeah, 22.
Wow, 22. I did not even mean to keep you this long, but I enjoyed talking to you. We enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, we did. It was fun. We miss
my
y'all.
Pleasure.
All y'all kids, it's weird because felt kind of the same way about, hey, we're not having to be in the hallways and slow the kids down. Now it's like, kind of miss the kids.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of my own kids.
So if any of you are listening, put your hood down and your earbuds out.
Please, step away. Where's your pass? Where's your bathroom pass?
Well, Mina, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I know you've probably been working hard, and now that you're a high school graduate, let me be the first to congratulate you.
And I'll be the second.
And actually, you're the first member of the class of 2020 that I think has been officially recognized by Ashbrook Soundwaves as a graduate. So,
hey, thank you.
Listen, we will let you go, and we thank you so much. And I know we'll see you again, and maybe we'll do a follow-up, check in with you and see how things are going in a couple years.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you week after next for class on Wednesday. So.
Oh, about that. Yeah, she's thinking about that. I think you have to work that day, right? You have to get those chicken minis.
Oh, now that you mentioned that.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to let you go, and we'll sign off here in just a minute. We have to do our outro real quick. But we thank you so much for spending this time with us, and I know everybody will be tickled to death to hear from you and hear your story. And we'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a bunch, Amina.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 You know, that was kind of different.
Yeah.
Well, all of the students, no matter what age, we both have kids in elementary school. You've got a elementary and middle. No. I've got a pre-elementary and elementary, and then two. Well, one's out of college, one in college. It's weird for everybody.
It is. It's bizarre time. My kids asked Heather and me last night, Mommy and Daddy, have y'all ever done anything like this before? Talking about being home. No.
Yeah, nobody has.
One thing where we didn't go through polio, and we dang sure didn't go through the 1918 flu. So, it's just weird.
It is different for everybody, for sure. Well, we thank you guys for listening, and if you can think of anybody that you would like to hear from on the show, we're going to try to get some episodes out still, maybe about every other week or so, even during this time. We are practicing our social distancing. We're outside at Mr. Griffin's house, about 6 feet apart, recording. So we still want to get some episodes out for you so you can keep up with what people are doing during this time. I don't even want to call it a break, but during this time away from normalcy. And so what we're going to do is try to still get these episodes out every 2 to 3 weeks. If you can think of somebody that you'd like to hear from, please let us know. It could be a student, current student, former student. It could be a teacher, current teacher, former teacher, anybody associated with Ashbrook. And we would love to have them on and talk to them. So you can email us those suggestions. What's that email address again?
soundwavesahs@gmail.com.
Yeah, soundwavesahs@gmail.com. And you can also you can listen to us on any platform, no matter what you're listening to us on now. If you go to anchor.fm
Just go to anchor.fm and then search for the Soundwaves podcast.
Yeah.
Should bring us up.
Search for Ashbrook, and it'll come up, Ashbrook Soundwaves. And when you go to that site, there's a place you can leave us a voice message. If you would like to send us a voice message, comments about the show, anything you want, if you have ideas for the show, we'd love to hear from you. You can email, you can hit us on our social media. All the social media is
Soundwaves AHS, whether that's on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. We're there. We're not on TikTok. Sorry. Wrong medium for that. We're audio. So.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't even understand that yet either.
No. TikTok is a clock, right? No, apparently not.
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our sit down and our discussion with Amina Childs from the class of 2020, and we look forward to talking to you guys again in a couple weeks. Thank you.
Till next time.
All music on this podcast is performed by Caleb Davis, and it is used with his permission.